When I read complex books on quantum physics, I understood them perfectly because I wanted to understand them. The study of quantum physics helped me to have a deeper understanding of the secret on an energetic level. For many people, their belief is strengthened when they see the perfect correlation between the knowledge of the secret and the theories of new science. Let me explain how you are the most powerful transmission tower in the universe. In simple terms, all energy vibrates at a frequency. Being energy, you also vibrate at a frequency. And what determines your frequency at any time is whatever you are thinking and feeling. All the things you want are made of energy, and they're vibrating too. Everything is energy. Here is the wow factor. When you think about what you want and you emit that frequency, you cause the energy of what you want to vibrate at that frequency and bring it to you. As you focus on what you want, you are changing the vibration of the atoms of that thing, and you are causing it to vibrate to you. The reason you are the most powerful transmission tower in the universe is because you have been given the power to focus your energy through your thoughts and alter the vibration of what you are focused on, which then magnetically draws it to you. When you think about and feel those good things that you want, you have immediately tuned yourself to that frequency, which then causes the energy of all those things to vibrate to you, and they appear in your life. The law of attraction says that like attracts like. You are an energy magnet, so you electrically energize everything to you and electrically energize yourself to everything you want. Human beings manage their own magnetizing energy because no one outside of them can think or feel for them, and it is thoughts and feelings that create our frequencies. Almost 100 years ago, without the benefit of all the scientific discoveries of the last 100 years, Charles Harnell knew how the universe operated.
The universal mind is not only intelligence, but it is substance. And this substance is the attractive force which brings electrons together by the law of attraction, so they form atoms. The atoms, in turn, are brought together by the same law and form molecules. The molecules take objective forms, and so we find that the law is the creative force behind every manifestation, not only of atoms, but of worlds, of the universe, of everything of which the imagination can form any conception. Charles Honnell.
Bob Proctor.
I don't care what city you're living in, you've got enough power in your body, potential power, to illuminate the whole city for nearly a week.
To become conscious of this power is to become a live wire. The universe is the live wire. It carries power sufficient to meet every situation in the life of every individual. When the individual mind touches the universal mind, it receives all its power. Charles Honnell.
James Ray.
Most people define themselves by this finite body, but you're not a finite body. I mean, even under a microscope, you're an energy field. And what we know about energy is this. You go to a quantum physicist and you say, what creates the world? And he or she will say, energy. Well, describe energy. Okay, it can never be created or destroyed. It always was, always has been. Everything that ever existed always exists. It's moving into form, through form, and out of form. You go to a theologian and you ask the question, what created the universe? And he or she will say, God. Always was and always has been, never can be created or destroyed. All that ever was, always will be, always moving into form, through form, and out of form. You see, it's the same description, just different terminology. And so if you think you're this meat suit running around, think again. You're a spiritual being. You're an energy field operating in a larger energy field.
How does all of this make you a spiritual being? For me, the answer to that question is one of the most magnificent parts of the teachings of the secret. You are energy, and energy cannot be created or destroyed. Energy just changes form, and that means you. The true essence of you, the pure energy of you, has always been and always will be. You can never not be. On a deep level, you know that. Can you imagine not being? Despite everything you've seen and experienced in your life, can you imagine not being? You cannot imagine it, because it is impossible. You are eternal energy.
The One Universal Mind. Dr. John Hagelin.
Quantum mechanics confirms it. Quantum cosmology confirms it. That the universe essentially emerges from thought. And all of this matter around us is just precipitated thought. Ultimately, we are the source of the universe. And when we understand that power directly by experience, we can start to exercise our authority and begin to achieve more and more, create anything, know anything from within the field of our own consciousness, which ultimately is universal consciousness that runs the universe. So depending upon how we use that power, positively or negatively, that's the kind of body in terms of health, that's the kind of environment we create. So we are the creators not only of our own destiny, but ultimately we are the creators of universal destiny. We are the creators of the universe. So there's no limit really to human potential. It's the degree to which we recognize those deep dynamics and exercise them, to the degree to which we harness our power. And that really has to do, again, with the level at which we think.
Some of the greatest teachers and avatars describe the universe in the same way as Dr. Hagelin, by saying that all that exists is the one universal mind, and there is nowhere that the one mind is not. It exists in everything. The one mind is all intelligence, all wisdom, and all perfection. And it is everything and everywhere at the same time. If everything is the one universal mind, and the whole of it exists everywhere, then it is all in you. Let me help you understand what that means for you. It means that every possibility already exists. All knowledge, all discoveries, and all inventions of the future are in the universal mind as possibilities, waiting for the human mind to draw them forth. Every creation and invention